Stormy got a top brown leather jacket, two right pockets with a buckle strap neck, Turkish gold and old sunglasses, curlers in her hair with a silk bandana. She got the old blue jeans cut off at the knees. Tattoo on her ankle says, mercy, please. Stormy don't like to wear her shoes. That's why she's got them a running blues. That's why she's got them a running blues. That's why she got them a running blues. That's why she got them a running blues. Run on. But no one's there. Something's wrong, nothing's working. Something's broken, everything's hurting. Now you're leaving town cause something bit you, but all that poison comes right with you. Stomach don't lie to wear her shoe. She don't wear no cowboy boots. Oh, she don't wear no hippie sandals. That's why she got them a running blues. That's why she got them a running blues. Oh.
Save more dogs. I would bring my dogs on the road, but I, you know, it'd just be too much.
He's cool, he's cool, dude. He just needs his happy place.
Do you ever, like,
you have a lab, you know how they
do you ever call Jay, do you ever call Farrar Jay on accident?
No.
Do you ever call Farrar, like, when he's lost out in the back, do you ever call him, like, Jay Farrar might be call for his dog? Like, Farrar.
He's got tons of nicknames.
Farrar. Where are you? Farrar. Responded.
There he is.
There he comes. Hey, Farrar.
He's obedient, if nothing
you're
else.
You're such a good boy.
Farrar, lay down, buddy.
Who's a good boy? Who eats lots of food?
Yeah.
Who's a good dog?
Lay down, bud. Okay.
That's
was my Jay Farrar bit. So.
He's a 100 though too.
I know. I have a my, I have a retreat. I have a dog. I have a couple of dogs. And I say more dogs. More dogs at the shows. I like the dog right here. Let me see here. Play something.
You got request hour yet?
It could be request hour. It's getting there.
I don't know it.
Sucks. It's terrible that I don't know it. I better learn a couple. There's a couple I need to learn again.
How about Black Dog?
Black Dog? Okay. All
right. Speaking of dogs, right?
Because my brain is not working too well after the 2-day drive, which should have been easy. Just... Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Amazing.
I thought, I mean, you know, it's better drive through Ohio. I don't know if the last time you went there or Indiana. It's real flat. Do that part of town. This song, I wrote this song, I was kind of watching one of my dogs, you know, move around and stuff. I started writing the song about my dog, but it ended up being a song about the government. But really, we'll take it back to the dog. It's really just it's called Black Dog, and I live in Joshua Tree, California, where there's a Marine base, as some of you might know, and they like to blow stuff up. They like to practice blowing stuff up.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I now publish this underground newspaper. One day I woke up and decided I was going to just start making a newspaper for my town, the Joshua Tree Republic. And in it, on page, in the centerfold, next page, it's got, explosions or bombing got you down? Call Marine Base, community liaison to voice your opinion. So there's a phone number there. You guys can call it too if you want, just say, hey. Up in Reno, man, it's a little loud up here. No, they got to practice blowing stuff up, you know. But it's something different when you're sitting around your house trying to write a song and you're feeling really good and relaxed in the desert and all of a sudden you... It's a serious buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
It's a really big country.
You're fucking kidding me,
I'm
right?
Not kidding
in my
whole life, I never thought... But yeah, I guess they got to practice somewhere. And where I live, it kind of looks like Afghanistan and Iraq. It really does. I mean, it's the desert with mountains, and you could hide up in those caves for
a
long time.
They know that you're there, right?
Oh, yeah. We're miles away, but it's still, you can hear it. And every Marine that goes to the war, there is a war still going on. And every Marine that goes there comes to 29 Palms. And so we've got a big, in front of, if you go into the village of Joshua Tree, you'll pass by a huge, it's basically the word peace that's spelled out with a bullet. There's a bullet casing for every soldier that's died in this war. And the whole word isn't spelled out yet, but you can tell what it's about to spell. And I guess basically more soldiers are gonna have to die before this sculpture gets finished, which is quite heavy, I know. But that's when you live around stuff like that and widows and Marines and stuff like that and women in the supermarket whose husbands are thousands of miles away fighting this war, it's in your face all the time, so you can't help but become slightly political of a songwriter. But after this song's over, I'm just gonna sing about drugs, liquor, and sex all night long. As soon as this song's done.
That's why we hired you, man!
What's taking so long?
Oh, Tim!
I came for.
You're bringing us down, man.